Senator Bernie Sanders says he will remain an independent member of the United States Senate, even as he works to reform the Democratic Party. Sanders says there is no question that the party needs to implement major changes if it hopes to be successful in the future. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
During a political career in Vermont that spans more than 40 years, Bernie Sanders has chosen to run as an independent candidate. The only exceptions were two bids for statewide office in the 1970s when Sanders ran as a candidate of the Liberty Union Party. Recently, Sanders came to Bear Pond Books in Montpelier to promote his new book, Our Revolution. I had a chance to talk to him there about his efforts to reform the Democratic Party. Sanders has been named to a leadership position in the Senate Democratic Caucus. He will serve as the director of outreach, and part of his job will be to encourage Democrats across the country to embrace the message of economic insecurity that was a prominent part of his presidential campaign. I asked Sanders if it's a bit ironic that he's working to transform the Democratic Party when he's not a member of it.
Yeah, it is. It is a little bit odd. I am an independent. I am proud that Vermonters have elected me, you know, Mayor of Burlington, Congressman, Senator, as an independent. I remain an independent.
And did Sanders ever imagine that he would be in a position to try to dramatically change the agenda of one of the country's two major political parties?
Not in a million years.
Sanders believes that the problems facing the Democratic Party exist at virtually every level of government.
Because it's not just the loss of the White House. It is the loss of the Senate. It is the loss of the House of Representatives. It is the loss of some two-thirds of state houses throughout this country. And Democrats have got to ask themselves some hard questions. Why is that happening? How do we go forward?
And Sanders says he's taking on this role because of his concerns about many of the policies of President-elect Donald Trump.
The circumstances facing this country are so dire. Just the objective economic and climate change problems that we have and the political problems that the Democratic Party is facing, and especially with Trump coming into office, I think it's imperative that all of us work hard to bring about fundamental change in how the Democratic Party functions.
Garrison Nelson is a political science professor at UVM. He's known Sanders for more than 30 years. Nelson says it's critical that an outsider, like Sanders, be the one who tries to reform the Democratic Party.
The party basically is beholden to its old folks here. And I think Bernie, who has been able to connect with millennials, has a lot more juice and a lot more relevance than some of the people who are talking about reforming it now.
And Nelson says it's clear that Sanders realizes that he needs to be part of a major political party if he hopes to affect change in this country.
Bernie has done the third-party route, and he knows it's a loser. I mean, the system is rigged against third parties. So this is the right move for him. And the fact that he remains an independent actually enhances his credibility rather than diminishes it.
Matt Dickinson is a political science professor at Middlebury College. He says Sanders' strong presidential bid puts him in the position to be a leading critic of President-elect Trump.
He, for better or for worse, now bears the burden of responsibility for voicing the concerns of a significant portion of this Democratic electorate. And, of course, the stakes are magnified when the opposition party controls not just the House and the Senate, but also the presidency.
And Dickinson thinks Sanders' effort to transform the Democratic Party shows that Sanders can be a pragmatic politician.
It does no good here to be a purist, but remain on the sidelines and fighting the good fight for all that is pure and good in politics. Instead, he's decided to get his hands dirty with people that he might not have wanted to work with before, but he's got his eye on the bigger picture here. And, you know, it's the maturing of a politician, I think.
Sanders is also strongly backing the candidacy of Minnesota Representative Keith Ellison to be the next chairman of the Democratic National Committee. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.